Blog Talk.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, I am interviewing me. It's like an interview with a vampire, like talking in third, second, and fourth person. Anyway, as always, I want to hear from you, so hit me off. 646-929-2037 is the call number. Once again, I want to hear from you. 646-929-2037. Is call number. And I know, of course, some of y'all are too shy to call, so you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, for those who are too shy to call, you can email me your concerns, questions, comments, and that's dick@smoothdrama.com. And because I want to hear from you, and I want you to stalk me like I want to stalk you, find out what we got happening at Smooth Drama, and especially Vince. We plan on being that. You can always text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411, and you can find out what we got happening. Once again, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411, and we'll be all right. We can mutually stalk each other. And speaking of stalking, well, it's not actually stalking. It's maybe more an infatuation. You know, I've got a sick infatuation with the state of Florida and the shit that goes on down there. For many of you who are boxing fans, you may know Christy Martin. She's a female boxer. She was shot and stabbed by her husband while they were fighting, you know, that whole domestic dispute, domestic abuse. I don't know which way, because technically, as a boxer, her hands are lethal weapons and she's not supposed to hit. But being that her 66-year-old husband stabbed her and shot her, if she got a couple of them off on him, it probably wouldn't. He deserved it. Anyway, not only, and this is something that happens in Florida, I guess, and I'm sure it happens everywhere else, but not only did she get stabbed and shot while she was gone, somebody came in and burglarized their home. Only in Florida. But moving on from that, moving on to athletes. Steve Johnson of the Buffalo Bills, funny ass dude, had the game of his life last week. He had like 2-3 touchdowns. You know, he's celebrating, he's feeling good about himself. So this week against Pittsburgh, Mr. Johnson drops 5 passes, including the game winning touchdown, well, the potential game-winning touchdown with a few seconds left. They would have won. They would have beat Pittsburgh if he catches the ball. I mean, it hits him in the wrong place in the hand. Thing about that, though, he says it wasn't his fault. He, after the game, homie goes and says, "Nah, it wasn't me." He goes on Twitter and says that it's God's fault. God made him miss the ball. Never mind that, my personal opinion, God don't give a damn about sporting events, but apparently Mr. Johnson thinks so. As you know, I'm sure a lot of y'all know that you watch these games, and I guess some people think that it's praise or whatnot. I don't look at it as praise. I personally think that it's some stupid shit. When every time somebody make a shot or a goal or catch a fucking touchdown, they start pointing up, oh, the God inspired me. Look, homie, homets, because it's females that do it too. God don't. Carry us down, or you dropped the game when it touched down. That's all you. You know, that's you exalting yourself, thinking that that the creator of all things would think that you catching a pigskin is like it's something really, really important in the scheme of life. It ain't happening. That's why Steve Johnson here. Funny ass guy. God's fault. God made him drop the pass. Oh, well. Speaking of dropping the pass, y'all know that, well, a lot of people, as far as politics go, you know, we got a sense of apathy. I mean, you'll have the folks on one side who say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you vote or not, or whether you leverage your political power or whatnot, because the powers that be will do what they do. And then there are those who believe that, you know, if you're going to participate in the system anyway, being that you kind of live in it, you should rally your troops and get what you can get. That's kind of the American way. That's how American politics go. Thus, we have the Democratic Party. We have the Republican Party. Now, lately, we have a third big-time party, which is the Tea Party. And you know, lately, we've had a proliferation of parties. We've had the Coffee Party. Now, Mexican homies, well, the Latino homies, talking about starting the Tequila Party. And part of it is because they're kind of upset because, you know, of course, you don't vote Republican because the Republicans don't care, but technically the Democrats care, technically. But there was a law that was supposed to be sponsored by the Democrats. You know, of course, before the election, they said, we're going to sponsor this bill, which was supposed to illegal aliens can gain legal status if they join the military or attend college. And this was supposed to go to a vote by the Democrats, supposed to be pushed by the Democrats. Of course, now the election is over, the Democrats are not going to follow it, and the Republicans are attacking it viciously. So the Latino coalition, however you want to call it, are looking at starting a tequila party, which would benefit their interests, and they act as a voting bloc to leverage some power and make it happen for them, and to pass what they the act is called the Dream Act. Well, the legislation, the bill that the Democrats had promised, and why people believe politicians gonna tell them the truth, I'll never know. They promised them this, and because they won't act on it, they're considering starting their own political party. I'm like, go ahead. You know, I just don't use up all the good names, because everybody else may want to, I mean, because tea is used, coffee is used now, and if y'all take a tequila party, I mean, then you got black folks will be looking at, are we going to be the Kool-Aid party? And then you start talking about the Asians going to be the chopstick party. I mean, you know, you got to say some good names there. All right, I'm done. On that note, I'm going to go into my first song of the night. This is my man, Kali, off his album. See, this is Kali, the truth.
The truth, huh? I can't respect somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold dope or even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Ain't nothing in life certain way I see it. All I got is the truth. Funny, you probably wish you had a harder life. Conspired by courage under fire, thugs with model wives coming up from shit. Now you rich. The gunshots got a staple stitch, but he ain't bust back, is he a bitch? I know it don't make him a gangster, no. And if he's doing dirt, he ain't talk about it in his flows. It's another storyteller, street dweller. I don't doubt he's so dope on the block, but never had the bus stop. You read about him, see the knock, he hard, dude. If I fun in the movie about myself, I look hard too. It's like a car. Soon, making me laugh, do the math. You ain't OG, you copy this ass. No class, and that's something real gangsters have. You're not the first, and unfortunately won't be the last. There's a long list of small-time felons who spit flames, and a year after they blow, we won't remember their names. And that's the truth. I can't respect somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold dope, even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Nothing in life, certain way I see it. All I got is the truth. You know what makes this shit, I say the truth. It's all real, why these fakers fabricate to get themselves a record deal. Say the days of lyricism's over, I ain't buying that, bro. The people's gonna hear what's pushed by big business assholes. That's why I'm hype, love sign with Warner Brothers. Soon the rest to get the hit and sign another from the underground. I know it now, and I plan to be a part of the crew to take this true hip-hop back to where it started. CLA's where I was born and raised. In WA, never turned me to a thug, I never banged, so I ain't a gangster. Rapper, backpacker, or me. I'm just a hustler squeezing a dollar out a couple pennies. I got no kids, no house, I ain't married. I want 4 kids, a house, and to get married. And don't believe in dreams and fantasies. Everything I see is a goal, and that's the man I plan to be from years ago. You think you're stopping that? Better bring your guys. Matter of fact, bring some water for the fire in my eyes. Man, my brother died, never heard me rockin' like a spit. So I promise I'ma make enough noise so we can hear that shit. Go 100%, I ain't got a 9-to-5, just a 24, 7 days a week, booking shows. The only thing I see change in flair is that booking shows part after I sign the bomb players. That's the truth. I can't respect somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold over, even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Ain't nothing in life certain way I see it. All I got is the truth. Somebody faking like they something they not. I need the truth. I never sold dope, even had the package of rock, and that's the truth. Ain't nothing in life certain way I see it. All I got is the truth.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kali, the truth, and I'm mistaken, that wasn't off his album, The Seed. That was actually off his album, The Man with Many Hats. I apologize. Anyway, that was a dope-ass song, though. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama, and of course, I want to hear from you. If you out there and you want to comment on anything I had to say, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Now, you know, we live in the age of trying to make it happen the quick way. You know, and we are in that season. Tis the season to be jolly and to rob somebody every time of the year to me. You know, I've never been a fan of this time of the year. One, because it's cold. It's old, the Christmas cheer and love and joy is in the air. Nah, this is when folks is out there trying to rob you. I mean, it's the most unsafe time of the year. All the suicides, robberies, everything goes up during the we love you season. Anyway, in the name of love, there's a New Jersey model who's criminally charged for running an illegal butt-boosting injection business. The funny thing about this, she was telling women that she was a trained professional and that she would inject them with a substance which she called the hydrogel, which is supposed to enhance the ass. Instead, she was injecting these people with a silicone sealant, you know, the stuff that you use to caulk bathtubs. Anybody who's ever caulked anything, you know, that silicone, that's what she was doing. And to and to seal it, she was sealing it with crazy glue. This is why you should, if you go do so, go to a real doctor. Don't go to the homie that got the hookup. Anyway, she infected these women, obviously, because caulk, silicone sealant is not suffering from cellulitis. I'm going to say it right if it kills me. I don't care about names, but shit that make the booty just mess up. You got to name that right. Cellulitis, which is supposedly is a bacterial infection to the skin. Necrosis, which is tissue death. And several of the women had to go through a few surgeries. She was charging them a discounted rate of $650 to $1,200 for a procedure that would, in a real doctor's office, go from like $10,000 to $15,000. So I guess they thought that we was getting the hookup. You probably should have just went to TJ. Although they in New Jersey, maybe you could have went to Canada. I'm sure somebody could have hooked you up in Canada. I hear the medicine is cheaper up there anyway. Next. Huh. I mean, next time, seriously, ladies, probably would just be better off getting those $39.95 butt pads. And then just, you know, when homie takes you home, it'd be like, I'm going to get you, sucker. I don't know if anybody remember that movie. But when she started taking off all her shit. Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll forgive you for the butt pads. So long as you give him some anyway. I don't know. Anyway. You're going to get off that. That's just funny, though. Oh, moving on to something that's near and dear to me. For those of you listening, you know, I'm a big comic book guy. I'm what I call an alpha nerd. You know, I can read and I am not ashamed that I have an imagination and never will be. Anyway, I was kind of appalled, Bill, because there's a Spider-Man on Broadway. Now, some folks would think that shit's cool. I mean, I guess Spider-Man was on the Electric Company. It was the only reason why I used to watch the Electric Company, if anybody remembers that. I'm dating myself. But this cost $65, and it's a Broadway play. It cost $65 million to put this damn show on. $65 million to do a Broadway show about Spider-Man. And I'm like, do we need a Broadway show about Spider-Man? I mean, it used to be, to quote-unquote, uppity folks, plays, Broadway plays, whatnot, were supposed to be cultural things. They, you know, supposedly it was something that was bring culture to you and enlightens you and enjoy the theater, whatever that shit means. what does Spider-Man do culturally? Really? What does Spider-Man bring to the table culturally? Spider-Man is a fucking comic book character. I mean, albeit it's one of the arguably most popular comic book characters, you know, depending on what nerd you're talking to. But at the same time, there's nothing culturally enriching about Spider-Man, although I'm sure there's somebody in some flooded pants, tight flooded pants, who probably argue me down with their monocle, you know, the little glass with the just the one glass with the keychain on the anyway. I'm just saying, and it costs $65 million to make this play, and it didn't even go off right because they're having the delays because the guy was getting stuck on the wires because they tried to make it interactive, like real actors flying across, whatnot, and it kind of failed, even though some folks was amazed by it. I'm like, well, didn't they make 3 Spider-Man movies? You kind of saw it. They were kind of done well, in my opinion. Anything that you could have got off the Broadway play, you probably could have just got by sticking your Blu-ray, or if you're just a regular DVD collector like myself, just stick your DVD player in, and you'll be all right. Anyway, $65 million. But, you know, you're reading stories, like I was reading stories about a woman who is in debt for $200,000. And what she did, kind of ingenious, was she says, and her name, she's a Northeastern alum, her name is Kelly Smith, she launched a website called 200 Thou, and she has she borrowed $200,000, and she's asking if she can get 300,000 Americans to donate just 67 cents to her, it'll pay it all off. Now, right now, she's raised about $1,800. 67 cents. That's from 300,000 people. That's about 1% of the population. Now, what was funny to me in all this is the fact that Yeah, we've done all these bailouts, billions of dollars, bailing out business after business after business that were well-to-do. But nobody ever bails out or talks about bailing out the normal guy. You know, the people like us. You know, we spending hundreds of billions of dollars to reconstruct this country, reconstruct that country. But what about the student loans here? I'm a guess, because I haven't looked up the figures. I probably should if I was going to talk about this, but I mean, does it really matter? We know that there was a student loan crisis. Fannie Mae and all them owed a substantial amount of money. If you wanted to help out folks, you know, like you helped out the businesses, help out some of these students like me, but I'm not going to get engaged in nepotism right now. But people who owe student loans, wipe out that debt. I'm sure some of that money, you know, like a bankruptcy for the student loan system, started over fresh, whatever, and help the American people out. I mean, that money will go directly, any money that they're spending will go directly into the pot because, you know, people are going to spend their money anyway. I mean, it'd be a good gesture. I mean, we always trying to gouge the little guy, but nobody wants to help the little guy. And there's no bailouts for us. We bailing out Ireland, bailing out Greece. Bail out Kelly. Bail out Dick Hugger. I'm just saying. Anybody who owns a student loan, who owes a student loan, know what I'm talking about. You know, what you got to go through and all the money that they, your accrual interest, whatnot. I mean, it's sad how they do us, but you'll forgive a guy who's a multimillionaire of his debts, but you can't wipe the debt of a thousandaire. Where is the justice here? Am I missing something? Anyway, speaking of logic of the times, as the Senate, of course, working for themselves, they rejected an effort to reduce tax-related paperwork for businesses because lawmakers couldn't agree on whether they would make up the revenue that it was supposed to produce. What was supposed to happen, and this is part of the Barack Obama healthcare overhaul, but supposedly not related to it within itself, is supposed to collect an estimated $19 billion in taxes on underreported income over the next decade. Now, when you talk about recovering $19 billion of underreported income, that is talking about people who actually have the money to underreport. Because we know that if you try to underreport your income, as a thousandaire, you know, people who are in the thousandaire bracket, you'll get audited. They're coming to get you. You know, Uncle Sam is very meticulous when you're a thousandaire. And I guess, and I'm sure Wesley Snipes is screaming from his jail cell right now, nah, fuck that, homie. They come after us, too. But we're not going to go there. I'm in racial rehab. I'm not even going to talk about Wesley Snipes and his Amon Ra owing money. But it's funny how they can't pass this because it helps people. It helps to get the people who underreport money. which would probably be them. Now, this is talking about businesses. You know, like there are forms where vendors who sell more than $600 in goods would have to fill out those forms and report that revenue. Big money. But that won't happen. And once again, it's something that could help. And we're talking about something that would benefit the country as a whole and supposedly put money in the taxpayer coffers, whatnot, to help the little guy. Because you know that whole Obamacare, as they call it, which is funny because Obama has health care. He won't ever be using this Obamacare because anybody who knows anything, politicians, their health care plan is separate and it's lifelong. They can go to the doctor for the rest of their life without really paying into it. We pay for it. Anyway. I'm just saying, you know, it's funny how you can never vote on something that hurts the well-to-do. Well, makes them pay their fair share. But they will vote like hell for some way to tax the thousandaires. I guess that's the reason why they stay millionaires and billionaires and we stay thousandaires. On that note, because I went new school earlier, I always got paid and show some love to the old school. This is Special Ed, The Bush.
Flatboys, to be specific, is the topic of the composition. So people, if it offends, I recommend you get off your soft touch. Calm down, come around to the bush, the bush. Live in the bush, Flatboys, that is the place where I rest with the blessed. Don't jest, it is a waste to try, you might die. So why abort the mission, try to fight, you might end up in critical condition. Cause we don't take shorts, not here, not in the bush. And if you wanna get around, you gotta know how to push. The boys make noise and the girls be slapping curls out the head. Try to fight back, black, you get dead in the bush, the bush. We got the brothers with the heads and dreads on the corners like pigeons smoking marijuana, but it's their religion. We got the others on the pipe tip, going on the flight trip, soon on the tomb. Your mother will right rip, facing up the world, chasing up the girls. The fire got too high to your face, and up your curls. Now your birth, learned your lesson, stop messing with the crack. Black is now, look how you're dressing, choking and toting all the pipes and the oolas, while the dealers are your friends with the bends, plus medullas and rings. They're kings because of what they push, and they're part of the heart in the bush, the bush. I'm special ed, and yes, I'm taking it all. The school that I attend is Erasmus Hall, living Flatbush. Yes, I'm on. No, I'm not a god, but my word is bond. I got the knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Not fussy, but demanding. No, I'm wise. Understand. Mess with me, I'll break your hand. Stop your heart. Take your breath. With the diagnosis of death, remove your brain from your skull. Make it dumb. Make it dull. Sew you up and cut your hair. Put you in a science fair. Tell them that your name is John. Make you a phenomenon. Freak of nature. Make them hate you. Not a girl will ever date you. So step on because you're soft and I'm a soldier. Go get your cool when you can tell them what I told you. Tell them how I burnt you. How you got this to form a line. So I can add a few to the list. If you come to the bush, keep a low pro, cause you might catch a knot or a shot or a blow to the face in this place. If you bait, you will be broken. Coming off the train, you gotta pay another token. What this means is you pay for your protection. Pay a fee and never see a reflection. Again, my friend, or rather foe, you know the deal. Either hear or feel. Choose one. but at least you got an option. Be my son or be up for adoption. Why in heaven's name would you dip? Do you want to kiss a fist? We can do this properly. You're on my property. This ain't a game that you could say it's a monopoly. Cause I control the total supply and you're the user. Action makes a cut to Howie T is the producer. We make it or break it, so take it just like that. Yes, yes, y'all, we're all from Flatbush, the bush.
Bush off his first album, The Magnificent. It's a great album. Anyway, you know, I always gotta talk about the things that make people hate and why people are haters. I'm not against haters. I'm just against haters, if that makes sense. You know, you can hate, but if you're hating for no, like these women, and it would make no sense also. 33 women in Chile who are protesting. You know, they just, y'all have heard about the Chilean miners that just got freed. Well, 33 women in Chile shut themselves on purpose in a mine after a government jobs program that helped the victims of last February's earthquake ended. What the women did, I guess, trying to mirror it, they trapped and then rescued their own selves, and they want people, they want the government to listen to them. And I don't want to be the one to say this, even though I'd say it every week. You know, women barely get listened to in this country, and we're supposedly a free democratic nation. In other nations where shit, they don't give a damn about men or women's rights. Women especially in Chile. You're not getting no love. Shutting yourself in the mine, you'd be happy that they didn't blow the entrance up where y'all sealed yourself in to make your symbolic gesture. And they didn't seal y'all in just out of spite. I'm just saying, I'm for, you know, I'm for women's rights, whatnot, but, you know, trying to push these governments that who don't even run themselves, because I'm gonna take a educated, non-educated stab that Chile is a satellite government that the United States runs. Just taking a colonial stab there. Just saying. I know some folks don't believe in that and think that that kind of stuff don't happen, but we all know that the governments in this region, we kind of put them together. Well, not we, because I didn't get a vote. I didn't get the email or the phone call on who we were going to install as a president, de facto president, whatnot. And I'm sure anybody who's listening probably didn't get that phone call or email also. I'm just going to take a leap of faith that, yeah, it's a puppet. and puppets are busy trying to steal the money. Well, steal as much money as they can from the coffers, as opposed to, and when I say steal as much money as possible, this is after the United States has got theirs first, and then, well, I won't say the United States because the people of the United States, of course, we don't get a taste of that. But the people who run the corporations that run Chile, after they've got their money, then the de facto president, he gets his too. And if you think that he's going to share his lady, yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath. What little oxygen you had in that mine, you wouldn't have got too much air. Just saying. Like protesters in Australia, they were a bunch of asylum seekers who sewed their lips together as part of a protest at the Australian Immigration Detention Center on Christmas Island. I guess there are about 160 Iraqi, Kurdish, and Iranian asylum seekers who are protesting, and 10 of them had their lips sewn together. They were accepting water and sugar and were being monitored. You know, I don't think that's going to do you any good either. And I always marvel at folks who go on hunger strikes or whatnot on purpose. And I know the whatchamacallit is there. The intent is there, and you're fighting for a cause, whatnot. But, you know, you starving yourself, the powers that be don't give a shit whether you're eating or not. And sewing your lips together, they didn't want to hear what you had to say anyway. I mean, as soon as you say you're Iraqi, Kurdish, Iranian, shit, most of the people, I mean, think of the pat downs that we're going through here now, because people will be looking at someone like you and saying, oh, well, you know, if terrorists want to shut their mouth and don't want to eat, I mean, because I'll call you, whether or not you're a terrorist or not, they're not going to, there's no love coming. I'm sorry. I mean, we all know it's the truth, unfortunately. But, hey, what do I know? I mean, you think of all the, we've talked ad nauseum. It's been talked about ad nauseum about these protests and everybody seeing the Don't Touch My Junk video, whatnot. And what keeps galling me is that it's basically they don't want, and you know, I'm gonna have to go back into racial rehab here. White people don't want to be stopped. They don't want to go through the whole process. Look, hey, anybody can be a terrorist. You don't want to be on the plane with the dude with the bomb in his drawers and to blow shit up and you go down. I'm like, you go through the thing like everybody else. Now you think you're too modest to go through the thing. You don't want people, once again, to see your old, overripe body parts. Hey, so be it. You get your pat down. I don't give a damn. I don't want to be blowed up. I'll be the first one to tell you. And I don't think there's too many people that's like, because they were talking about the protests, you going on protests and all that. Look, man, nobody wants to be blowed up. Nobody wants to be shot on the goddamn plane. I don't know too many folks that's like, yeah, that's my intention. No, we won't get on the plane We want to make sure we don't sit next to that person that want to talk about their whole life. You know, that person that you're never going to see ever again. Want to talk about their whole life while you're trying to sleep. Or I'm trying to. That's the reason why I have the big headphones and my DVD player. People like that. I want to talk to y'all ass. Anyway, that's what you want to do. You want to get on the plane, get off the plane, get where the hell you going. All that other shit, look. They see your junk, they touch your junk. You'll live. It's either that or catch the bus. I keep saying it. Catch the goddamn bus. I'm tired of seeing this shit on TV. I'm tired of hearing about all this goddamn protests. It's got to stop. Nobody cares. Y'all stupid. Y'all really, really stupid. Not quite as stupid as these people over in Germany. But you're stupid. I mean, you know, we live in the technological age here. And I'm sure most people, well, I'm not sure, but a lot of people have looked at Google Earth. And we look, if you've got a computer, ever been on Google Earth, and it you type in your address, and you can see your house, your street, all that other junk, right? Well, you can, if you so designated, you can be unincluded. If you're someone who is private and you don't want folks seeing your crib. So there are some people in Germany who didn't want Google Earth showing their residence. Well, what happened? Is there are some folks, I guess, who will kiss because all the houses except for, I guess, a blurred house or two, you know, it kind of messed up their panoramic view of the street, whatnot. So what they did to show their displeasure with it is they threw eggs at their house. And they glued notes saying that Google's cool to the people who wanted their privacy onto their letterboxes, whatnot, their mailboxes, and on their house. Now, that is the dumbest shit that I've heard in a long ass time. Dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb, dumb. All right. In Germany. So, I guess. On that note, I'm going to go back to the new school, a new artist. I discovered in perusing music, Kayla. I'm only human.
Trying to and baby, I don't know, I'm only human. I look in her face and her gaze put me in my place, cause every second I ain't with her is another second waste. And I don't like the way it tastes, bitter sweet sour days, working hour after hour trying to keep her lace and jade. But what a fucking waste, waste of money, waste of time, cause she go back for just to have me home at night. It's bad enough a daddy couldn't do shit if it tried. So the only parent she got left is taken by a 9 to 5. Make that 9 to 9, these checks don't cut it. So what if everything in me tells me I should just say fuck it? I'll just keep on mopping floors and let my tears fall in this bucket. Cause my daughter at home thinking, how the fuck she say she love me when she ain't ever here and she always drop me off at another motherfucker's house and she don't even call. Nah, she don't care at all. She just wanna get that money. But what good is the cash if I can't trade it for her loving? I said, baby, don't cry. She said, Mama, don't lie no more. Tell me the truth. When you gon' come back home? I said, listen, baby, I don't know. I'm only human. I said, Mama, don't cry no more. She said, baby, don't lie no more. Tell me the truth. When you gon' come back home? I said, listen, Mama, I don't know. I'm only human.
Together you gotta be moving from us.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kayla, I'm Only Human, off of her album, The Coldest Winter Ever. It's funny, you know, she said, I'm only human. It reminds me of one of my favorite movies from the past, Fear of a Black Hat, and the DJ did the song, I'm Only Human. Funny part in the movie. Anyway. I was reading about under a new law in Pennsylvania, neighbors can control an abandoned lot. I guess a guy, Skip Wiener, I ain't making it up, that's his name, Skip Wiener, he lives in Philadelphia, and he runs or heads a nonprofit organization called the Urban Tree Connection, which, you know, for a few decades now has worked with low-income communities to revitalize their neighborhood by abandoning lots into open, you know, by transforming abandoned lots into open green spaces. Now, what happened is Supreme, under a new state law, he could take over a stretch of land in West Philadelphia that was not being used, was abandoned. I mean, and y'all know how that goes in the hood. There are a lot of places that, you know, because it's so terrible there, never gets used or anything like that, and it just becomes a blight eyesore in the community. Well, he tested the law, and I guess under the Pennsylvania Abandoned and Blighted Property Conservation Act, which became law in February 2009, nonprofit groups such as Wieners, anybody as far as lien holders, neighbors, and I guess other individuals can petition the court to be named conservators of abandoned and blighted property. The criteria is the property got to be considered a public nuisance in need of substantial repair, a fire risk, and unfit for occupancy. Now, why I'm talking about this is we have a lot of people who talk in the hood about making a difference, you know, and depending on what hood you're in, a lot of people, you know, they talk about, you know, we want to build a community, and a lot of times it's just, oh, they want to put up a church so they can rob the people, whatnot. I'm saying that if this can happen in Philadelphia, this could be something that other organizations can look at blighted property and say, maybe we can do something that would benefit the community as far as something that children can do or just to clean up the area and make a negative into a positive. Just a thought. I mean, it's something, whether you're in the hood in Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, California, if there's some blighted property, you know, research it and see if you can fix it. I mean, there's precedent here in Philadelphia. Why not anywhere else? Just a thought. You know, taking control of your community is a beautiful thing. And I think it's a worthwhile cause. It's something that community activists should look into to try to clean up neighborhoods that, I mean, and I think that there's sparks that need to be set. I mean, you want to set a fire and burn negativity, this could be a spark. Just saying. To build something besides churches. We got enough churches in the hood. I always say, where there's a church, there's a liquor store in the hood, and it's all bad. I mean, as a matter of fact, if I see too many liquor stores and churches, I know it's not a good area. Just a minute. Not against the church, but normally right across the street from the church is a liquor store. Anyway. 45 years too late. 45 years ago, Alabama State Trooper Jimmy Lee Jackson, he's getting his justice. 45 years later, James Bernard Fowler, who is 77 years old and a former state trooper who pled guilty to shooting Jackson and will serve 6 months in prison 45 years later. He apologized, but claimed that it was self-defense. He said he was coming to save lives. He didn't mean to take lives, and he wished he could redo it 45 years later. Justice, 45 years. Is it justice, really? 6 months. You killed a man, robbed the family of the man, you get 6 months of just chilling with the homies that where you just retired. It's a fucking travesty of justice here. You got to live your life, James Bernard Fowler. But Jimmy Lee Jackson is in it 45 years ago. But I guess, hey, 45 years later, after the murder of a man, you stepped up and you let everybody know I was wrong. It was an accident, and it happened. Although it seemed there's a whole bunch of accidents like that in the 60s. But, hey, we're sorry. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And I look forward to speaking with you again. I'm Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. And I guess not 45 years later, but it's 45 seconds later. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.